Turn with us in your Bibles. I want to read in three different scripture settings this morning. First of all, we want to go to Leviticus chapter 6 and read a couple of verses. And then we want to go to a verse of scripture that I love in 2 Chronicles. We're going to read a couple of verses there. And then out of chapter 7 of 2 Chronicles. And then we want to come back to Leviticus chapter 9. Amen. Leviticus chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. The fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning, lay the burnt offering in order upon it, and he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offerings. And the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar, and it never shall go out. Never shall go out. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Starting at verse 1. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices. And the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. And all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house. They bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshipped and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." Now, if you will, let's go back to Leviticus chapter 9. Verse 22, Aaron lifted up his hand toward the people and blessed them, came down from the offering of the sin offering and the burnt offering and the peace offerings. Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation and came out and blessed the people. The glory of the Lord appeared unto all the people. And there came a fire out from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, which when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. Amen. I appreciate immensely what Brother Blue had to say to us about being filled with the Spirit. Amen. I want to talk to you today about let the fire fall again. Praise God. It's all together, isn't it? You may be seated. I just want to take my time here today, if y'all just allow me just a few minutes here. I believe holiness folks ought to be filled with the Spirit. Amen. The Amish are known for their horses and buggies. The Mennonites for their black hats and beards. The Mormons are known for polygamy. The Moonies for selling flowers on the street corner up our way. The Catholics are known for their Hail Marys and prayer beads. The Church Without Christ is known for their water baptism. And some of our glossolalia friends are known for their aerobic dancing. The Methodists are known for their sprinkling. Want the Lord to help me today. Amen. The Campbellites, even some of the Jesus-only people and a few of the Baptists, are remembered for their experience in or with water. But I'd like for it to be known and remembered that we are the fire people. Praise God. I said we are the fire people. Amen. The Lord's chosen people has always been associated with fire. Either a sacrificial offering or by supernatural manifestation of the power of God. Amen. A sacrifice in the Old Testament was never complete, amen, or accepted until there was fire attached to it. Either natural fire or a supernatural fire come from the Lord. Amen. Y'all believe that? Say amen. I remember, how many of y'all remember Brother Leon Buzzard? Dear friend of mine, preached for us years ago. Amen. He said to me, he preached a meeting with us one time years ago in Ohio, and he said, in the Cherokee Indian tribe, there are several seven divisions. He said one division produces all the chiefs and the medicine men. Another division makes all the arrows and the arrowheads and the bows. He said, but there is another division that their only responsibility is to build fires. Praise God. I'd like for us to build a fire that would be long remembered among us. Amen. Leviticus chapter 9, here in verse 24 especially, tells us that the original fire came from the Lord. Amen. The rabbis tell us that, amen, the fire of the brazen altar was first kindled by this fire from the Lord, and that it was kept alive on the altar by the priest until the dedication of the Temple of Solomon, when it fell afresh and anew in 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Amen. In that chapter 7, it was the great Shekinah glory that came from the Lord that filled that place. Amen. And I'd like to say in the New Testament, I'm feeling better right now. In the New Testament, amen, it fell from the Lord again on the day of Pentecost. Come on here. They were all together in one place in one accord. And suddenly there came from heaven the sound of a rushing mighty wind. And it said upon all, come on here. Amen. And it filled the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. And it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I want to say here today, I believe, amen, in what Brother Blue was preaching to us this morning. We must have a rebaptism of the glorious Spirit and power of God among us. Amen. We got, come on here. We got wonderful music. Homeless folks got the best singers in the country. Yeah. Matter of fact, we probably got the best preachers in the country. But we've got to have that continual fire burning in our midst and on the altar of our souls. Amen. If we are to reach this generation for God. Somebody said, amen, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost right here. Somebody said that holiness teaching will run people off. Amen. Only if there is no fire attached to it. Amen. Amen. Letter preaching will do little. But anointed preaching with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Come on here. John Wesley said, amen, get on fire and people will come watch you burn. Amen. We need that fire of the Holy Ghost burning among the children of God. Amen. I remember reading, whoo, help me, Lord. Amen. About the old-timey blacksmiths. Amen. Of years gone by, they do things different now. But when that blacksmith fire went out, he was out of business. Amen. I want to say this evening, amen, that when the fire of the Holy Ghost goes out in the church is out of business. Amen. Amen. So many are leaning and resting on the arm of flesh. But the Bible said, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Amen. As long as we are leaning on our talent, come on here, and our ability, amen, we'll have nothing more than just an ordinary service. But when we depend on the Holy Ghost and the infilling of the Spirit and the fire burning on the altar, we must keep that fire burning at all cost. Amen. It's that fire that will cause men and women, amen, to want to know God. Amen. For themselves. It's not enough just to go to church and sing Amazing Grace. Amen. We've got to have the fire burning inside. Somebody say amen. I want to tell you, times are changing. I know it is. I mean, the face of our culture is changing. Help me, Lord. I mean, the economics are changing. Amen. Our cultural values are changing. Our social values are changing. Come on here. Amen. Politics is changing. Amen. Oh, help me here. The values that the Bible talks to us about, the definition of the family, is changing. Help me here. When two men, come on, y'all stay with me here. When two men, amen, can be married in American culture, come on here, and adopt children, and it's recognized by our government as a family, amen, times are changing. Come on, y'all stay with me here. Amen. Abortion is an acceptable part of society. Amen. When 55 million babies have been aborted. Amen. In our society. Come on here. Amen. Y'all listen to me. 55 million. Do you know how many? Come on here. You know how many baby carriages are not needed? You know, come on here. You know how many diapers are not needed? You know, come on here. How many bicycles are not needed? And we wonder why our economy is in the condition it's in. It's because God, amen, has seen the condition of our society, and we've got to have a revival. Come on, somebody say amen. Woo! Amen. They're telling us now, I'm getting dangerous. Amen. They're telling us now in the medical world, amen, the government agencies are telling the nursing homes, amen, let the old folks die. Come on here. Euthanasia. Amen. Help me here. Amen. Let the old, they are a drag on our economy. Help me here. Y'all listen to me now. Amen. What's going to be next? Amen. The handicap. Come on here. Amen. It's a drag on our economy. Amen. The little children that are born that are deformed. Amen. Abort them before they're ever born. Amen. Oh, God, help me here. Amen. There is a need for a revival of fire to burn in the bosom of the church. And that is the only hope. If you're, come on here. If y'all are waiting on the Republicans or the Democrats or the Independents, amen, to help America, amen, we're wasting time. If we get help, it's going to have to come from God. Amen. The glory of the Lord has got to fill the house of God. Somebody say amen. The gay crowd has come out of the closet to parade its sin before the public, glorying in their shame. Isaiah chapter 3 and verse 9 said they declared their sin as Sodom, and they had it not. Help me here. Amen. It's going to become a felony. Amen. If in a public forum we speak boldly against, amen, the gay crowd, come on here, the homosexuals and the lesbians, if we take a stand publicly, it's going to wind up being a felony, and we're liable to go to jail for it. Amen. If we get help, we got to have it from God. Amen. Pornography under the guise of art is so accessible to our young people through book stands and videos. Come on here. Amen. Porn machines and child pornography has become so popular. Amen. That little children are abused by these purveyors of filth. Amen. Come on. Are y'all still with me? Amen. No wonder Paul said in the last days perilous times would come. Men should be lovers of themselves, proud, boasters, heady, high-minded, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Amen. From such turn away. Amen. Oh, but I want to tell you, the church has the answer. Praise God. Come on, y'all stay with me. I hope to God, help me, don't y'all fall out with me here today. I hope to God our legislature changes in this next election. I hope to God the presidency changes to be more conservative. But my hope is in neither one of them. My hope is in God. Amen. And revival must burn in the heart of the church. Woo! When Alexis de Tocqueville came to, amen, to the United States from France. Woo, help me here. Amen. He came and searched to find out what made America great. And he went into the fertile fields of the farmland agriculture. He looked for what made America great, and he said, I didn't find it. He said, I went to the commerce world and the industrial society, and he said, hey man, I didn't find it there. He said, I went to, hey man, the political arena, and said, I did not find what America made, why America was great. And it was not, he said, until I went into the churches, and I heard the pulpits of flame of fire. Amen. The Spirit of God moving and the Word of the Lord being declared. And he said, I found what made America great. And if America, great God here, amen, America is great because she is good. And if America ever ceases to be good, she'll cease to be great. I want to tell you, we are living in a generation now. We've got to have a revival in the church. Amen. In Esther chapter 1, verse 13, the days of Queen Esther, the king, amen, had wise men who knew the times, and they gave the king direction. First Chronicles chapter 12, in Israel, the tribe of Issachar had men who understood the times and knew what Israel ought to do. Help me here. I want to tell you, the preachers in the holiness movement are divinely directed by the Holy Ghost to bring revival to America. Amen. And if we don't get revival in the church, amen, come on here, America will go like Rome, and America will go like Greece, and America will go like the rest of the has-beens and used-to-bes. Amen. There must be a revival. Come on here. We must keep this fire burning in the church. We must keep this fire burning in the pulpit. We must keep this fire burning in our altars. Amen. If it don't, we'll die spiritually. I got to hurry. When nations were morally and spiritually bankrupt, God always sent a spiritual revival to save them from ruin. And my cry, oh God, let the fire fall again. Come on here. Are y'all still with me? Say amen. Let the fire fall and make you an instrument of revival that'll bring hope to this generation that is so polluted. Hey, man, they don't even have any idea, concept, what is right and what is wrong. And the only way that they'll ever find out what that is, hey, man, for the fire to burn in the church. Somebody say amen. Some years ago now, I was praying in my little cubby hole downstairs in my house. Amen. And I was praying for revival for our church at home. Now, y'all stay with me for a minute here. I'm an older man. I'm not old. I'm not as old as Brother Pittman. But I am older. And I come through the years of the great tent revivals. Come on here. When miracles happened, cancers fell off in preachers' hands. Blinded eyes were open. Come on here. It was not a gimmick. Come on. I know some later on. Come on. Y'all stay with me here. Hey, man, tried to make it of themselves. But in the beginning, God was in it. I said God was in it. Cripples got out of the wheelchairs. Hey, man, and pushed their wheelchairs around the house. Hey, man, come on here. I was there. Hey, man, when the lame walked. I was there. Amen. When miracles transpired and happened. Amen. But I want to tell you, for years went by. Amen. After the 60s and 70s. Are y'all still with me now? When there was no manifestation in a supernatural way like it was in the 40s and 50s. Amen. And I got to praying for God to give us a revival in my home church where I pastor now. Amen. The Holy Ghost said, amen, that he would bring a revival one more time to the church, but it would be in the local churches. Amen. Come on here. Amen. That wanted the move of God and live right. Amen. I'm going to tell you, God's still in business. He's not gone on a journey. He's not dead. He's not asleep. He's very much alive. Fire is a symbol of God's presence. Amen. Hebrews chapter 12 said, our God is a consuming fire. Malachi, amen, chapter 3 said, the Lord is a refiner's fire. Huh? Y'all believe in that? Say amen. When Moses was on the backside of the desert, he turned around and saw a bush on fire in the middle of the desert. Come on here. Not much vegetation outside of that bush. Barren. Desolate. Amen. Rocks and sand. Amen. Nothing out there but Moses and the burning bush. And the Lord, help me here, the Lord spoke to him out of the burning bush and said, take your shoes off, for the ground that you stand on is holy ground. Praise God. Amen. We're living in a desolate world right now. We're living in a desert, amen, landscape in our society in America. Amen. But I sense that God's about to strike a fire. Amen. Somewhere in the wholeness movement. Amen. And you and I, come on here. You and I must experience this fire. This baptism. Amen. This Holy Ghost filling has got to come to us again. Amen. Until we realize that God, amen, is among his people. And God gave the law to Moses on Mount Sinai. The Bible tells us that fire came down. And the whole mount quaked greatly. Come on here. I appreciate hearing the testimony from your pastor here about that man that got the Holy Ghost and had such a meeting that night, they couldn't get no organized service going. Praise God.
Amen. Oh, what is it? I'll tell you, when that fire gets to burning, look out, something's going to transpire. Somebody said, well, we never saw it like this before. Amen. Glory to God. They hadn't on the day of Pentecost either. But I'm telling you, it's just as real now as it ever was.
Got to hurry. I remember, y'all know that I made several trips to the Middle East, Israel. I remember some of you, amen, seemed like to me there's one or two of you here that have been with us to Israel. Amen. And 1 year, I loved the upper room. Don't y'all fall out with me here. I just like the upper room. We always had service everywhere we went. Didn't last long because of time consumed. Amen. But we had a service out in the middle of the Sea of Galilee. Tied two boats up together and just had church. Praise God. Y'all still with me? Amen. We had church everywhere we went. Amen. I love the empty tomb. I love Gethsemane. Amen. But what stands out to me most of all is that upper room experience. Amen. 1 year we went into that upper room. We had about 80 to 100 wholeness folks. Praise God with us. Amen. And we got there and there was a little group over in the corner. They were from Germany. Amen. They were Lutherans. Amen. Come on. Y'all stay with me. And the Lutheran pastor, minister was talking to him for just a minute, and he read out of his little book, and then they all in unison read out of their prayer book. Come on. We're standing in the doorway waiting our turn. Amen. You don't just go barging in. You just have to wait your turn, and you only got a certain amount of time. Amen. Being there, so many people. And, amen. In just a few minutes, that Lutheran minister turned around and said, all right, sir, it's y'all's turn. Praise God. Amen. I reached down, got my old guitar and took it out of the case and climbed up a little stairway there. Amen. We started singing. Brother Hassa Carpenter was with us. Amen. Brother Hassa Carpenter could sing in those days. Amen. We started singing. The power of God fell in the upper room. Amen. Just like it did on the day of Pentecost. Somebody say glory to God. Our holiness folks got to shouting. Some was running. Some was just jumping up and down like a jumping jack. Hey, man, we had meeting out of sight, talking in tongues and singing in tongues and worshiping God. Hey, man, in that upper room. Praise God. Y'all stay with me. Amen. Some black folks from Chicago come in the door and they just joined right in with us. Amen. They shouted and we shouted. Praise God. Them Lutheran folks never left the room. They just stood over to the side. Amen. Is watching. Praise God. I had to get my sister-in-law, amen, Willa Dean Hutcherson, amen, and we had to lead her down, amen, out the doorway and down the cobblestone street, and she's still speaking in tongues going down the street. Praise God. Our God, Monty, what's his name? I'm feeling the Holy Ghost here. Amen. Monty was his name. He could speak 7 languages fluently, and I can't hardly talk English. Amen. He said, hey, preacher man, wait up. Amen. And I stopped. Amen. And my wife and Willie Dean went on down the street shouting. Praise God. I said, what's the problem? He said, it's not a problem. He said, do you remember those? Come on, are y'all still with me? Those Lutheran people in there? Amen. That minister said for me to tell you when you get back to the States to have folks to pray for them in Germany. Amen. Come on here. Because they've been praying for 20 years for an outpouring of the Holy Ghost like that. And they need it too. I want to tell you, it's still real. Woo!
hands and worship the Lord. I tell you, I feel something in this place. I'm just looking out over this congregation and expecting any minute to see cloven tongues like a sapphire. Amen. Come in this place. Amen. And sit upon the saints of God. We need the fire of God. Woo! You love the Lord, say amen. I've read about that great Welch revival. Amen. Come on here. Amen. The newspaper in that day, during that Welch revival, their headline was Fire Zone. Praise God. They was talking about that revival that broke out. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. The record tells us, woo, I'm feeling something here. The record tells us, amen, 5 miles away, you could hear them singing and shouting and praising God. When you got within a mile and a half, amen, the ground was shaking, praise God, where thousands of people had gathered in the cornfields. Amen, and they were shouting the victory. Oh, God, let them do it again. Let the fire fall again. Come on down, Holy Ghost. It made such an impact on them people. It said that even the policemen would whistle hymns on their beat when they would, come on here, in the night hours on their, amen, beat while they was walking down streets. Y'all stay with me. Amen. Blasphemers, the record says, began to pray beautiful prayers and to praise God. And the horses of those blasphemers, amen, didn't know what to think because their, amen, come on, y'all stay with me. Amen, their handlers weren't cussing anymore and taking God's name in vain. Hey, hey, hey. And one former drunkard testified and said, the Lord didn't only turn water into wine. Amen, he turned my beer into furniture. Praise God. Woo! Do it again, Lord. Let the fire fall again, Lord. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo! There's something stirring among the holiness folks. Amen. Come on here. We went about 20 or 30 years. Amen. The holiness crowd was, come on here, was scared to talk about, amen, singing in tongues. But I want to tell you, it's still real. I said it's still real. Fire, fall again. We had a revival years ago, 1990s. Such a powerful meeting. I was reading the book, 10 Years, Behind the Sacred Desk, written by an old Methodist preacher, bygone years, about the old Methodist camp meetings. Y'all stay with me. Y'all, how many give me 5 more minutes here? Well, glory to God, that I got an hour and a half ready. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. In that book, he is telling about how they used to carry them home in buckboards and wagons, fell out in the spirit, didn't know anything about where they were. Come on here. The power of God so fell in those Methodist camp meetings. We know what it is now, but back then they called it falling out in trances. Praise God. Help me here. I read that book and I said, Lord, hey man, I've seen them run, I've seen them shout, I've seen them dance, and almost swing from the chandeliers. Hey man, but we've never had to carry anybody home in a buckboard. Hey man, help me here. Lord, could you do it again? We had one of those meetings, praise God. And my daughter-in-law, Marcia, you know Marcia. Hey man, she got in the spirit one day and fell out. Praise God, y'all stay with me. Woo! I'm talking about the fire that burns. Do it again, Lord. Let the fire fall again. She fell out and the power of God was all over her. Amen. She was out in the spirit. Praise God. Amen. Finally, folks began to leave one by one. Wasn't nobody left. Amen. But her and me and my wife and her children. Her son, amen, was a strapping young man then. Amen. He said, Papa, what are we going to do with her? I said, she's your mama. They finally got her up sometime after midnight. Y'all have church after midnight? Praise God. They got her up and put her in the car. Amen. And Ricky, my grandson, drove her home. Amen. And they got her out of the house, took her up the steps, put her in the bed. She's still speaking in tongues. Somebody say praise the Lord. My grandson Ricky took her, amen, contacts out of her eyes and put them, amen, on the stand beside the bed. She is still speaking in tongues. Amen. Sometime the next day she came out from under that cloud. I want to tell you, oh, let the fire fall again. Amen. That we can say it's still real. It's still real. It's still real. I gotta quit. What I'm telling you, I am expecting something supernatural. When man starts a fire, come on here, it starts in the bottom and burns upward. But when God sends the supernatural fire, amen, it comes from above and down and consumes everything on the altar. Hey, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Lift your hands and worship.